Countries are in the grip of an energy crisis, with gas prices up 300% since the outbreak of war in Ukraine. And EU leaders are still gripped by indecision over how to deal with it.
This roadmap that now has to be worked on and then implemented, it is a joint purchase, big step forward. It is the rules for sharing gas, so the solidarity agreements and the rules that have to be followed in case of a severe disruption. It is the topic of excessive prices and how to limit them.
Despite hints at agreement, division remains between heavyweights Germany and France on an energy price cap. That would see the EU refusing to trade gas above a certain level. Germany believes that would lead to supply shortages, with traders simply selling their wares on Asian markets for a higher price. They've agreed to keep talking. In classic EU style, the leaders have pushed discussions on to energy ministers who'll meet next week ahead of a possible emergency summit next month. It seems likely they'll agree to some form of cartel-style gas buying, similar to the methods used to buy up vaccines during the pandemic. It is less certain to what extent they may agree on a price cap. And substantial time was given to Ukraine itself, ways of helping to protect its energy infrastructure, the target of repeated Russian attack. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the leaders via video link. He warned that Russia was planning further attacks on energy hubs, in particular a hydroelectric dam in the south.
If the Russian terrorists blow up this dam, more than 80 settlements, including Kherson, will face rapid flooding. Hundreds of thousands of people could be affected.
Ahead of a freezing winter, he warned, part of Russia's plan is to set off another wave of migration towards the EU. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Brussels.